Today, we're talking about pacing yourself as a podcaster, and I've got a couple questions for you, all on today's School of Podcasting's Morning Announcement.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Welcome to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Really appreciate you tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from how to produce one, how to promote one, how to publish one, as well as those people that create tools for podcasters as well. Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to contact me, my email is schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. You can also find our website at schoolofpodcasting.com. Our show notes are at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And today, I've got a couple quick tips. It's going to be a real quick show, and I'll explain why that is. But I do appreciate you tuning in, and want to remind you that this month's affiliate link is Try, that's T-R-Y, Call 8, that's with a K. You know, and I'm starting to think if you have to really spell out a URL, you've picked the wrong URL. T-R-Y-K-A-L-L and the number 8.com. After all, you've heard the horror stories where you record five podcasts with your number, the 206-666 number, and then nobody calls you, and you lose that number. Well, don't lose your number. It's only $2 a month and 6 cents a minute. TryCall8.com, and not only now will you never lose your voicemail number, but it's toll-free, making it even easier for your listeners. All right. So today's tip is, I've got a couple. And the first one is, this is for the advanced podcaster, if you are thinking of doing like a one-year anniversary show, remember, I'm going to so date myself here, if you ever watched the show Family Ties, Mallory, with Michael J. Fox and Mallory and Alex P. Keaton, that whole nine yards. I don't know why this was, but at least once a season, they'd have the season where they go, remember the time where Mallory did this and everything would get blurry, and it would be just like a best of show. If you're thinking of doing one of those, a best of show for like your 1 year anniversary or your 100 episodes, something like that, I can tell you I'm raising my right hand now. You can't see it, but I'm raising my... Start that at least a month and a half before the show. Those take a lot of time to put together. I just did one for one of my other podcasts, and it was brutal. Now, if that's something you plan on doing, and you're just starting a podcast, because you have some podcasts where you go, you know, that was a good show. And then you have other ones where you go, it really wasn't, I wish I had more time, or something like that. Sometimes you just get done with a podcast, and maybe you don't think it was good. And what's funny is a lot of times I'll put out a podcast and think, it wasn't my best. And then I'll get a ton of, you know, listener feedback. That was great, so it's hard to tell. But I do know that if you try to put together a retrospective, it's a lot of work. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is, if you plan on doing this, always save your podcast at least 128 kilobits per second. You know, I know you can, like, this is at 96 because I don't play any music except for the ones you hear in the background here. So I don't really need that super high, you know, CD quality. It's just me gabbing away. Some people do 64. Heaven help you if you do 32. But at least 128. That way, you always have the ability to scale down a bit. You can't scale up. I know some people save their podcast as a WAV file on a CD or a DVD. You could do that as well. So that's tip number one. If you're planning some sort of year-end extravaganza, start working on it with plenty of time. It takes a lot of time. You have to go back and find the segments. You have to basically go back and listen to all your old podcasts in a nutshell. So that's tip number one. Tip number two and three are really not tips. I'm looking to you. Yeah, you, right there with the earbuds. Listening in your car. Jogging on the treadmill. You, make a note somewhere. 888-563-3228. Call this in. I've got a couple questions from people that I go, I don't know. And one of them revolves around adding a forum or a bulletin board around your podcast. The first question was, do I need one? Well, no, technically you don't need one, but it is nice to create kind of a community around your podcast. I wouldn't, and this is just my opinion, I wouldn't worry about it until you got at least 300 listeners. And that's just because I've had forums, and you don't get a lot of activity in them, period. Because, again, if you're listening to this on a treadmill, you're not going to remember to go back to your computer and launch into the forums. But they are nice. Now, what's the point of having a forum? Well, number one, it's another way, for people to leave comments and interact in between the podcasts. That's the good news. And then you also have, in most bulletin board software, the ability to email all your users. So Keith and the girl I know, not as regular as they used to, but they used to once a month email their people on their bulletin board and say, hey, you know, vote for us at Podcast Alley. I know they used to do that. So that's another great use of bulletin boards. Now, the bad news about bulletin boards, there are two biggies. One is PHP BB2, and that's free. If you're at the School of Podcasting, we recommend coolerwebsites.com. You can get cheap hosting there, and you can get a WordPress blog, and they have all these different plugins you can plug into your website for free, and one of them is PHP BB2. And this one is a very popular bulletin board. Now, where there is good, there is also bad. And what I mean by this is, well, because everybody jumped on the PHP BB2 bandwagon, well, all these, what's a word I can use here? Weenies developed robots that go out and spam these boards. And I don't understand the marketing here, because just because you put something about, I don't know, Viagra in the middle of my bulletin board, are people actually clicking these links? I know it has something to do maybe with link popularity or something, but nonetheless, it's annoying. And I've heard Michael Butler at the Rock and Roll Geek Show. I've heard Brian Stevens of the Music Pro Show. I think they're both using that software, and I've both heard them say, man, we got a ton of spam. You almost need a listener to go in every day. And as I was doing some research on this, everybody's saying you're getting 8 to 12 spammers a day hitting your... And then each one will post 2 or 3 messages and usually not leave. Now, I have tried PHBB2 in the past, and it did get overrun with spam. And it eventually... I forget why I switched. I think just because it was so full of spam, I was like, forget it. So I whacked it and deleted it, and I installed Simple Machines Forum, sometimes just called SMF. Now, I had a little, holding up my fingers, making a little symbol here, little better success with this, and here's why. And I went back and looked at PHBB2. BB2? We're just going to call it BB2 as opposed to BB King. BB2. And SMF has the ability to alert the administrator, that would be you, when somebody signs up. And typically, if a spammer signs up, they sign up, they spam, they go. So you'll get an email and it says, hey, you know, so-and-so, and you can kind of almost tell towards the end what domain names and their email address and things like that, that it's going to be spam. So you just go in and you ban the person, and you can actually, in SMF, you can say, show me all the messages that this person posted, and you can quickly go and delete all their messages and then delete that user. It doesn't stop spam. It just alerts you that you've been spammed. And so when I was using this on a board, I was getting about 1 every 2 days. So my question to you, O podcast community, you know, how are you guys fighting spam? I know there are some plugins for BB2. I've heard of some. And I know, being that it's a popular one, there's a thing called CAPTCHA, which is a little graphic that it shows. And in theory, only a human could decipher this. You know, it's a bunch of letters that you have to type in. They have robots that can now read. So that's not working. So that's my question to you, O Podcaster Forum. What are you guys using to battle spam on forums? And I know there's a plugin for WordPress. I get a lot of thousands of WordPress spam, and I'm getting ready to install a CAPTCHA system on that. I'm using the AllSpec plugin for WordPress, and that doesn't stop spam. It just makes it easy to go in and say delete all, which is sad because you want people to, you know, comment and things like that. So we're all about communications. Now, the other one I have is I had someone contact me, and I did not realize this. If you sign up for a WordPress blog at WordPress.com, yeah, I think that's right. It's either WordPress.com or WordPress.org. I'll hit pause here in a second and double check on our way out the door. You get more features than if you install WordPress typically through a hosted server like, you know, Cooler Websites or whoever you're using, HostGator, etc. And I was like, are you sure? And sure enough, I went and set up a free account, and you can really adjust the theme of a WordPress hosted blog. Now, the bad news is you don't get access to all the fun-filled plugins like PodPress and things of that nature, so it's a trade-off. And I really searched for about 2.5 days, probably closer to 3, thinking, oh, there's got to be some sort of software that you pop in some images and it creates a theme and you upload it to your server and bingo. Because the only way I've ever adjusted a theme was to go in, find a theme that was close to mine. And what a theme is, you can think of it as skin. You know how your skin covers your skeleton? Well, a theme takes all your text and your layout and things like that. Basically, it takes your text, it takes your content, and displays it in a certain fashion. And then you can say, well, I don't like this theme, I'm going to put this theme on it. Now, instead of being blue, it's green. And instead of being one column, it's two columns or three columns. It's things like that. So it's a way to take your text, your content, and display it differently. And I thought, well, surely somebody's found a way to make a theme generator or something. Couldn't find one. I found all sorts of plugins to make your show notes a little more WYSIWYG. What you see is what you get. But I found nothing for a theme editor. I found some interesting sites that will develop a custom theme for you, but primarily I usually go in and find the a color on a website is actually a number, and so you have to know a little bit, A, to look in the code, and then B, you have to know a little bit about graphic art to you know, go into like a Paint Shop Pro or some sort of, you know, graphics program and find the number, change it to a new number, and do some find and replace. It's pretty geeky, pretty high tech. Nothing super hard, but for somebody who's never used a graphic program and doesn't want to learn HTML, it's pretty nasty. So, oh great, School of Podcasting audience. Anybody else have this problem? And what I've found is I found somebody who does brilliant WordPress themes. And I'm working with this person to see if he would like to partner with the School of Podcasting and somehow offer a discount for members, which is kind of what I do with certain people. And if you have a service that you think the School of Podcasting members would appreciate, feel free to contact me at 888-563-3228. And obviously, you know, I'm always looking to add value to the School of Podcasting. And that is something else I want to mention. I may not have a show next week because I am revamping a lot of the inside of the School of Podcasting. Not going to really talk a lot about what I'm doing, but when it gets done, I'll put it this way. I'll tell you, this is funny, okay? I've been dating a wonderful woman for 7 months, and she checks email and she surfs the web, so she's, you know, not completely computer literate. But I'm setting up a path for people to learn how to podcasting, and she is going to be my first guinea pig. And if I can teach, I refer to her as the nurse on one of my podcasts. If I can teach the nurse how to podcast, then anyone can learn how to podcast, as she put it. That's her words, not mine. So that's one of the things I'm working on behind the scenes to enhance the School of Podcasting and make it a little clearer path for those going through. So with that in mind, I've only got a little bit of time to work on this. I want to get it done quickly. So if I don't have a show next week, That's why. Nothing's wrong. But this will be my last tip here. How are we doing on time? We are at 14 minutes. Okay, good. My last tip is that if I went over the weekend to a concert and saw a PodSafe music artist named Matthew Ebel. You can find him at Matthew Ebel, EBEL.com. Matthew has two T's, by the way. And interviewed him. He gave me a ton of great content. And sometimes we get so, you're like, oh, this is awesome content. I can't wait to share it with my listeners. And that's great. That is awesome. At least that's how I felt. And what I did, and this is from experience, I took half my material and put it into a show. My show is still 40 minutes long. I usually try to keep it between 20 and 40 for my show. And I could have easily made it an hour show and said, well, people can always fast forward. No. Here's why I say, if you've got a ton of information. Now, granted, let me say this. If it's great content, people will sit through it. But in this case, it's not time sensitive. It's just little tips and things like that. No big deal. And as much as you will have those times when it's like, oh, it's the it's the smorgasbord of content. You've found it. There will also be those weeks when you're like, oh, man, I got nothing for a show. What am I going to do? Help me. Right? And that's the time when you go, boy, I sure am glad I've got this backlog of data. And the other cool thing about this is if you've got enough material for two shows, you can plug show number two on show number one. So you can say, hey, next week we're going to be talking to blah, blah, blah about his such and such. So be sure to stay tuned. You can subscribe out at schoolpodcasting.net. Hit the iTunes link and you can subscribe to the podcast, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, and I just went out and checked. It is WordPress.com for that, an online version of WordPress. Hey, that is going to do it for today's School of Podcasting's morning announcement. So let's talk about what we learned here. Let's review a little bit as we go out the door. Number one, I'm looking for your input on any kind of spam control device for either a PHPBB2 or SFM board. If you have any hints or tips, feel free to let us know. As always, plug your podcast if you have one when you call in or write in. We also know that if you have a ton of information ready, in some cases it may be okay to use that information and split it into... Now, I'm not talking about an interview. That drives me nuts. If somebody's in the middle of an interview, but if you've got five separate topics, instead of putting them all in one show, put two here, and one there. Things like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean, right? You know what I'm talking about there. And last but not least, we're also looking for any kind of cool WordPress theme editor software thing. Not a blog entry. The theme editor. And we're looking for a WYSIWYG on that. So thanks for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. And if you'd like to be part of the School Podcasting, some of the things we offer, obviously, you get a podcast evaluation if you'd like me to listen to your podcast. If you need a voiceover work, I can do that as well. We have discounts at coolerwebsites.com. We've got discounts at Podcast Designs, all sorts of memberships. Check it out, schoolofpodcasting.com. You can sign up for one day or you can sign up for a month. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, and until we meet again, class dismissed.